Better on Draft podcast is recorded live in Detroit Sound Studios in Royal Oak, Michigan.
Now, pop that 40 and kick back with your hosts, Dan, Nick, Ken, Rob, and Matt.
Gentlemen, welcome to episode number 63 of the Better on Draft podcast. 63 weeks, we still are here.
64
weeks. My bad. We're still on episode 63, right? That was correct.
But there's an extra week in there.
I couldn't think of any famous 63s. Is Anthony Zettel 63?
I don't know.
Or is he 69?
Is that how old Robin Williams was when he killed himself?
Oh,
no, I don't know. I'm just thinking. I'm reaching here.
Yeah, you're reaching a little too far.
Yeah.
Well, my name is Ken. We've got
Are we disputing
hosts
that he didn't do that?
No, we're not disputing that at all. We're going to start off with myself. I'm drinking thanks to, I can't even think of the name of the brewery. Old Nation Brewery. I'm still drinking some Detroit Dwarfs that were left over from a few weeks ago. They're delicious as always. I got two bottles right in front of me ready to go. I was about to say Urban Nation and I'm like, no, that's a combination of our last two hosts or our last two guests.
Right.
So, we do have a bottle of Nine Ladies Dancing that we're going to be cracking open later today. But Nick, what's going on?
How's it going? Bracing for the storm.
The storm of the century of the year.
It's always the damn storm.
I was going to say, last week was pretty bad.
Yeah,
last Sunday.
The last Sunday was pretty bad.
That was pretty brutal.
Yeah.
I don't even think I showed you guys. I'll definitely show you on break. So the storm, I'm coming back from Alpena yesterday, and there was more snow up in Alpena yesterday, and when I'm doing my directions back, it's having me going through like the giant forest over by Thunder Bay as opposed to like taking 33 and 32. So I go through and I'm on this one-way lane road because of the snow. And sure enough, there's this giant stick in the middle of the road. Now, I drive a Monte Carlo, so there's no way I'm driving over this thing. And it's not stick. I should say a branch, like an actual tree limb in the middle of the road. It literally, I'm like, this is how horror movies start. Like, I'm going to get out of my car.
You did send me that photograph, and I think I properly responded with, yes, if you're a scantily clad buxom blonde, that is exactly how
you might have problems then.
Yes.
I can't imagine taking 32 down all those hills between Fairview and Hill.
Yeah, that's why they made me not go through 32, because I took 33, then through the forest, and then I pretty much got to Rose City off of 32 and was able to drive right down without any issues. So that's it. What are you drinking, Nick?
Starting tonight with a Stone Brewing Jocovesa.
Jocovesa?
Yeah.
From Stone?
From Stone.
What kind of beer is it?
Winter Spiced Mocha Stout.
Winter Spiced Mocha Stout.
Yeah. It's pretty good, actually.
That's pretty good?
Yeah.
All right, that's fair.
Yeah.
Matt Bush.
Ken, how are we today, Ken?
I'm good. What about you?
I am fantastic. Everything's coming up roses today, Ken.
Everything's coming up roses?
Yeah.
Everything coming out roses?
No, that might cause me to see a proctologist. but I got 50 cents off today at Kroger per gallon of gas. So it was like 167. So you know what? I feel like...
passing around. Oh, I think I know what
I didn't even
is.
Know what year it was for a second. And then my Rockstar was only $1.25. So everything's... coming up aces.
Wow,
right now.
You should take that to the casino. Go play some Synergy.
I feel like...
Oh, I'm in.
That seems kind of
I
like
still want to go to that, too.
That seems sketchy. It's all on computers?
No. Yeah.
So you can't even, like...
Oh, it's live dealt.
Well, it's live dealt, though. Like, there's an actual dealer that deals cards. There's an actual roulette person who spins the ball.
So it's not computer-generated, then. It's actually... So it's basically like a smaller TV. It's instead of...
Kind of.
There's both. You can play the live or the video. They do have live roulette. They have live craps, but you're betting on a screen.
Yeah, I don't know if I like that, though.
Why?
Because I feel like it's like video poker versus real poker. You know, you kind of lose the interaction. I kind of like sitting at table.
I tell you what, the interaction is there for this.
I've seen some of the pictures and stuff on Facebook. Yeah.
You have a live DJ, and then, like, the dealers are, like, MCs. Like,
yeah,
that's
how.
Hype
men.
Yeah, they're hype,
Robbie
men.
Z there?
No, these are professionals.
Okay, not wrestlers?
Not wrestlers, no. No, so
DJ Z?
Yeah, I would say DJ Z is who you're,
yeah,
not Robbie.
Yeah, DJ, nah,
not
who,
Robbie.
Yeah, who is Robbie something?
Robbie E.
Robbie E.
He was the true Jersey Shore ripoff.
Yeah.
So, what are you drinking over there?
I have some Nectar of the Goddess. Since our friends from Latitude 42 didn't bring any, I went and sought some. Granted, it's a summer seasonal, but I'm in a summer place of mind right now where it's 14 degrees outside right now, but it's 70 degrees in here, and I'm content with it. I've got my great Natty Light shirt going on, so everything is...
Now, it looks a little faded. Is it old, or is it that supposed to
no,
be
No, I
way?
Got this at, like, Old Navy 2 years ago, so this was definitely...
Old Navy selling, like, Natty Light shirts? That's
I think awesome. It was Old Navy, yeah. you know what? It might have been Kohl's. It was definitely one of those.
Probably say Kohl's.
Yeah, that sounds like a Kohl's.
Like
thing.
A department store style.
Yeah, like right. Fake department store wannabe cool kind of shirts that I, right. I couldn't pass up.
It looks rather vintage, Matt.
I think that's what they were going for.
Yeah, that's why they could tack an extra $5 on it, because it looks vintage. Yeah.
And it's all faded, too, before it even got to me. So, you know, I pay for quality.
I still don't understand. Like, that's the whole theory with, like, the dirty jeans or the ripped jeans already. I'm like, why? I could do that myself.
Yeah.
Get $20 pair of jeans from Target and just rip them up.
Yep. Now they're $80 pair of jeans.
$80 pair of jeans? Is Target becoming a luxury clothing store line?
Mark Anthony has clothes in Kmart, so you watch your mouth.
Didn't Martha Stewart's brand wasn't that in
no,
Kmart?
Yeah,
was that Kmart or Target?
Where are you guys finding a Kmart at?
Nine and Harper.
Nine and Harper.
Nine and Harper, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I drove
thank you for telling me like 30
the one,
miles from
the
here.
One there's Kmart that's left.
I know.
No, there's one in Alpena. I drove by the store closing Kmart in Alpena, so it's on its last leg.
There hasn't been a. I'm still waiting for that one at 9 and Harper.
I think that one does pretty well because there's no big box stores around. I mean, there's a Target on 8 Mile, but I mean, there's no Walmart or Meijer anywhere near.
Well, you got the Walmart at 12 and Gratiot. And then,
which, I mean, that's nowhere near 9 and Harper, though.
But it might be far just enough to be like, yeah, I'll go to Walmart instead.
No, there's still a few. There's one at, what is that? Ford and Middlebelt.
Okay, that's way over there. There was one at 13.
Isn't that the original one?
Wait, original Kmart?
I'm pretty sure at Ford and Middlebelt.
I think a lot of the Kmarts are actually becoming those Super Krogers now.
Super cool. I think everything.
It's
like
basically
all the...
like a Kroger, but with also like a gas station.
But
basically.
Krogers aren't even closing now, so it's kind of weird. Yeah. Like there's one at 13.
Well, they're like moving around. I think they're moving, like closing their existing buildings and going into bigger ones.
Probably. So they're opening one right up the road from here.
They got another. I think there's another one going to like 18. And
I think they got a little big when they bought out Farmer Jack and all the
Bush's now.
Remember Great Scott?
Great Scott. No. Yeah. Them and Chatham.
Chatham.
Yes.
Dan, what's going on over there?
What's going on? I forgot we were still doing
change
intros. Yeah. What's up, buddy?
I'm all right. How are you?
Chilling.
Getting ready for football weekend. Big stakes for the
really
Lions.
Big, weekend.
Big stakes for your fantasy for both of us.
Yeah,
hey,
yeah.
Nick, where are you in playoffs?
We're playing for money either way, so I'm not too concerned about that. No, big weekend, actually, because it could end up being Detroit playing for first next week.
Yep.
Chips fall, right? So it's going to be fun.
I was going to say that'll be flex, but that's a Monday night game, so that'll probably hit
that's
a lot
that's the
of
last
ratings,
Monday
too.
Night
yeah.
Game.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Either way, it's
and you know Green
Bay
is going to get flexed anyway, so you're going to have two national games in 2 weeks.
Don't guarantee that
because if it ends up where it's already decided or nothing can change,
I think if Green Bay is playing for a playoff spot.
Do you think they might flex? Because right now, I actually looked at that.
What's week 17 between the NFC East? Because I could see that with New York and Dallas have played twice, but I guarantee you there's another matchup out there.
Well,
like, what's the South with Tampa Bay right now?
Yeah, Tampa versus Atlanta, but I don't know if that's going to be that game.
Well, hold on, though, too, but you also have the AFC South, where it's pretty much a three-way tie for first, whatever game in there could end up being.
So the NFC East has the Giants and Redskins. You have the Cowboys and the Eagles. Those are the three.
What's the AFC South?
Oh, geez.
Yeah, but you're talking Fox, so
talking NBC for the flex game, whatever the most important game will end up on Sunday night.
And this is the thing I was going to make the point of.
Chiefs, Chargers, Raiders, Broncos.
I don't think there
AFC
is a
South?
Night.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's West.
Yeah.
I say I don't. Right now, there is no nighttime game on Sunday
because they pick the most important game.
Yeah. So I mean, you know, it could be Lions Packers,
Titans
could be,
Texans.
No, that could actually be for first in the division and
yeah. Lions Packers. Home.
But no, Titans. So could Packers. Lions Packers. So
damn well, it'll just be Cowboys again.
No, but what I'm getting at, it was either a year or two ago that the NFC South or the NFC North got completely blown off for it because there was a much bigger matchup. And even though the right. NFC North game was for the title, they still blew it over for a bigger
for
game.
The NFC, right. For the NFC East game.
Yeah, if it's absolutely not for like first in the division or being out or for one team again and being out, it's not going to be on. Yeah. It won't flex and it.
Looking at the schedule for Week 17, the big games are obviously your Packers, Lions, Giants, Redskins, Cowboys, well, maybe not Cowboys, Eagles, but Patriots and Dolphins maybe.
Might see that. I could see that one going.
That, because Dolphins are right up there. They're in the thick of things. Broncos and Raiders.
Yeah, that could one. Actually be a
I'd
huge
say that one.
One.
And then Texans and Titans. I'm not sure where the Titans are at.
It's a three-way tie for first in the South.
They're doing all right.
I'm telling you.
But even if the Lions just do a 425 as opposed to a one, that'd be pretty cool.
They won't flex that time otherwise, no. Unless it's the late game.
No, not for what do you call it? Since it'll be in Detroit, even so, it's going to be Eastern
it'll be,
standard.
Yeah, it'll
they
be Raiders. Yeah, they would flex if they flex that to 425. They would be cutting into Raiders Broncos,
and you'll know like by
but again,
next
that's
week.
AFC versus
that's
CBS.
CBS and Fox. Yeah, so
Fox might take it from a 1 to a 425. Is what I'm thinking.
Yeah, you'll know by next week. Though.
Yeah, they don't wait.
Not a doubt.
So, what are you drinking, Dan?
Oh, I've got a Shorts Bel Air Brown.
Oh.
I forgot we were still doing
looks
this.
Looks familiar.
Yeah, it came out of your fridge.
Thanks.
And I have a vertical, thanks to Rob, of Mocha Munt of last year and this year.
Nice.
Do you have a preference between the two?
I haven't tried them yet.
You haven't tried them yet.
No,
all right. Well, we'll come back
to
you on
to
that one.
Yeah.
We'll get there.
And Rob?
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, I'm here.
Hey, what's going on?
Enjoying another Friday, hanging out, having some beer, chilling with you guys.
Yeah. That's about it. What are you drinking? Other than beer, obviously.
I pretty much as Dan
Gatorade.
Said, I've got
Gatorade,
yes.
Yes.
I'm double fisting with like basically the ultra big gulp size bottle of Gatorade.
Are you overcoming a cold or
and,
something?
No, he filled it half with vodka and the other half with food coloring.
Yeah,
it's just straight vodka.
It's a pre Jello shot. It's a challenge to see if he can finish it.
Exactly. Also sitting here with the vertical of last year's and this year's Mocha Munch. So I was getting ready to take a couple sips of those. That's pretty much what I got. But I was curious. There was some crazy, like, I don't know what the hell the phenomenon has hit the past week, but that damn M43 from Old Nation.
The IPA.
The DACB IPA. I mean, have you guys seen on the boards what's been, I mean, basically everybody has been going absolutely apeshit over this stuff.
Yeah, I've seen a little bit of hubbub about
and
it.
It's basically, because obviously they had the brewery release, what was it, last Saturday, and someone had posted that, you know, this is the real deal, get a hold of it, and the moment that post hit, it was like 20 different in search ofs, where can I get a hold of this, and suddenly it's basically people have been like the trade value of it has risen so high that like somebody just went to, I guess it was probably like the Michigan Growler Company or whatever they're called, mm-hmm. The one in Southfield.
Beverly Hills area.
Yeah, I think they have it on tap. So someone went out there and got two growler fills and has put them up for trade. And is like looking for some serious stuff.
Well, damn! What do you think I can get for the sales rep bottles I have sitting in my fridge for a couple of weeks ago?
Right, we've got the limited edition stuff. It's like when it came out in the brewery, it's been canned. So I mean, we're sitting here with these bottles of this stuff with the salesman's label on it,
not for sale,
not for trade,
not for. Hey, it said not for sale. It did not say not for trade.
Yeah, I'll trade it. You can watch me drink it. That's what I'll trade.
We'll set up a Facebook Live with Dan drinking it.
Yeah. This I'll is drink your M43. No, hate it and pour it out.
Yeah, that's do a Facebook Live. Just take a sip or a sniff and just pour it out before you're tasting it.
I would agree to do that, but after meeting Old Nation Travis, I'm just I couldn't do that. No. He was too nice of a guy and too... As I'm drinking two of his beers right now. As much as I was just like, well, because I remember we had the Double Dwarf, which is not any style of alt beer. And I'm like, this is terrible. And I felt bad for telling him it, but I'm like, it's not the style that I like anyways. So
well,
he was
rather upfront and asking you right on the show. Like, oh, yeah. What's wrong with it?
Yeah.
I'm just like, well, I said it was not my style.
Well, yeah. And he appreciated your honesty. So.
Yeah, as long as you just don't sit there and just tell him it sucks.
Well, so I have.
Or like the other plebs.
I rated Black Note on Untappd because I knew I was going to get shit for it, but I rated it a 3 out of 5.
Oh, man.
That's what I thought. I didn't think it was anything special.
I didn't think it was anything special at all.
You might as well just have rated it 5 out of 7.
So rating it 3 out of 5 got me a lot of backlash, and it was just a I'm like, you know, everybody's like, oh, you must not have the new batch. I'm like, no, I have the new batch. Right. I drank it, and it wasn't bad. No, it was.
It
was
like any freaking stout I can get out there. What are people flipping shit over?
Not worth the price
people
at all.
People don't realize how
that's,
ignorant they're acting.
That's why
shit like
I prefer your IPAs to style. There are so many different hops you can use. I mean, there's a certain point where you can only burn grain so much.
Stout's a stout, you're right.
There's only so many variants you can do of a stout. I mean, you can let it sit and hopefully it ages
right.
To change the flavor, but you're never really going to have a different stout. I mean, everything's going to kind of be in the Guinness wheelhouse unless you start putting adjuncts or flavorings or just different stuff in it.
Yeah.
Right. And that's the thing, though, is like when I was up in Alpena, I went to Austin Brothers and had their beer. Now, I had all the beers that I would have, which is the stout, the brown, the amber, the blonde. Didn't have any of the IPAs. And I was talking to one of the Austin brothers. His name's Brant. And he came out and we were chatting, and he wound up having me try his double IPA and his triple IPA. Now, as Dan laughs,
oh boy.
Dan's like, oh no.
It's wintertime. Try my triple IPA, son.
We know where this is going.
And they actually weren't too bad at all.
Really?
They weren't bitter. They weren't kick you in the face. I couldn't do more than maybe like a snifter of either, but they were very citrusy. And you can get that like that grapefruit, that citrus taste out of it without like being kicked in the face like I am with Devil Dancer or
blow your face.
An Alpina? I'm not
blow your face.
This is like Alpina Brazil, because why are they making triple IPAs in the middle of winter?
I don't know.
I'm really curious. They're in northern Michigan.
Well, yeah. You got to be drunk.
Can we ask them that question? Like, what?
You got to be drunk to survive an Alpina winter.
Well, yeah, you got to be drunk to survive an Alpina, period. Let's be real. The side of the state out there isn't all that great to talk about.
I remember the old Lewis Black joke where he's like, and everybody and all the Scandinavians decided to head west. And as they went west, they drank. So they went west and they went north a little bit because they stumbled to the right. And they just kept stumbling into places like Michigan and Minnesota for some reason.
In the UP, yeah. That is
so
funny.
But definitely a great place to check out if you're ever up in Alpena. They're open 7 days a week, which is really weird for a brewery. But these guys moved up here from California. To open up a brewery.
Let's move to Alpena, fam. That's where I want to go.
That's the one thing I don't understand, but they're going to be actually introducing beer, the Austin Brothers beer. They'll be bringing it down to Detroit in Q2 of next year. I'll take a little, Nick.
Yeah. Right.
Why not?
So we're in, like, sunny California or, like, shithole California? Like, Oxnard by the onion fields?
I'm pretty sure he said SoCal when he talked about it.
So you can't, like, think of two more opposite places. Unless you like literally moved to Antarctica.
It probably was a bet. And he was just like, you know what? Hold my beer.
Look what I can do.
Let me open this shit right now.
Is it like the man who got breast implants for $100,000 for a year? Let's see if we can do it. There was a bet 15
that's,
years
yeah,
or so ago
yeah.
where some guy got breast implants, and if he kept them in for a year, he got $100,000 from his friend. And I think he ended up keeping them like full time. But hey.
Well.
His friend paid for the surgeries, correct, as well?
I don't know.
This could have
been one of those urban legends. Like,
no, he was on the man show on a trampoline before, believe me.
that's
exactly
actually funny.
The man show. Wow.
The Doug Stanhope episodes or the Adam
the original one?
The original. With, I was about to say Jimmy Fallon.
Jimmy Kimmel and
Jimmy
Adam Carolla.
Kimmel, there you go. Yeah.
And the Fox.
And the guy that could slam the beer. Oh, that was sweet.
He was in the conductor uniform.
Didn't he die from liver cirrhosis
he died.
Or something?
Yeah.
I think he had like stomach cancer or something like that. But yeah. That was kind of one of the things, like they just put an in memoriam of him, like a 5-second piece at the end. It's like, wait, it just totally ruined the moment.
Nice. So that's just as you were mentioning, you were still in your summer mode.
I am still in summer.
Apparently, weren't paying attention to the Free Press. They came out with 11 as he has what
sandals on.
You have sandals.
Hell
on.
Yeah! I just didn't want to put on shoes. I think I broke my toe a couple weeks ago when I was at a bachelor party, and it's painful.
Oh, that's
to put
fun.
On shoes.
I've broken my toe 3 times. I know what you're going through.
I don't know what happened though. I think I've stumbled over a small fire hydrant and just landed in the street. Don't even know what happened.
Oof!
But that was fun.
Good Lord. Well, Free Press had they came out with this list of 11 top Michigan stouts to get you through the winter, which obviously as you're sipping your nectar of the goddess, there's absolutely none of these that you're even going to pay attention to.
But don't you want a high alcohol beer to get you through the winter time?
Well, I think that's the point, especially when he starts naming off these beers and the percentages that come out.
I mean, there's nothing under, 5% is the lowest one. So right at the top of the list is Plead the Fifth from Dark Horse.
And that's not the barrel age. That's the regular.
That's the regular. Followed by KBS, which, you know, for something to get you through the winter, your ass better had bought some back in April, because otherwise you ain't drinking shit of KBS in the winter.
You gotta glass age that one.
Yeah, definitely. Dick Smasher in the Rye.
Excuse me?
Yeah, no. Dick Smasher in the Rye from Batch. Which that's at 11.1. I think that just came out.
That's a great name.
That
really is.
You know, I was watching, speaking of those terrible names, I was just watching Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back this past week.
Yes.
And
Cockknocker. Mark Hamill is Cockknocker.
Why do they call you Cockknocker? Well, the funny thing is, bam.
After that, River's Edge Brewing's Dirty Frank Stout.
We had that on the show because that was the gold medal winning beer from GABF, I believe.
Oh.
Or a beer fest before that. I remember stopping at River's Edge on the way back from Lansing and picking it up. So we've had it.
I see. I don't think I had it. I don't think I did it at that time.
I have had nothing that's on that list. I could put my money on that.
Well, you've had the next one, Oddsides Hazelnuts.
I do remember having some of that. Was that really a stout? I thought that was more just a brown kind of a porter.
I thought that was a brown, too.
They didn't really...
I don't know. This is the freep. I don't know how well they're...
Right.
Yeah, they're not very accurate when they call things, are they?
Let me guess. Clinton?
Of course.
Clinton defeats Dewey.
Oh, good Lord. That was the Chicago Tribune, by the way. Anyway. Witch's Hats, Dragon Tracks, Night Fury. Clocking in at 10.8.
That's another specialty release, too.
Yeah. Bell's Cherry Stout at 7%, which is probably one of my favorites. I guess I used to drink a lot of that, especially while watching Steelers games.
Would you associate cherry, though, with a winter like stout-type beer?
That one does come out in winter, I think.
I mean, it does.
I'm sure it does, but I'm just like, you know, I don't think cherry would be wintery.
Because it doesn't – because cherry stout doesn't come out – I believe it's not until September – it's from September to May is when they have that out. And, I mean – and hell, we have like the biggest cherry festivals.
Trans, I guess that's probably more of a.
Well, I mean, recall it was maybe 5 years ago when we had that the frost on the cherries that created a cherry shortage.
Oh, I thought that was the apples.
No, because this
the apples
was,
for sure. I know
we,
that happened,
we had an apple. We had a cherry one too because Zombie Killer.
Oh, no.
Raised in price by like $5 a bottle because of that.
All right.
For that year, that just like 1 year.
Right. Yuck.
The perennial favorite, of course, New Holland Dragon's Milk.
One you can get all the time.
One
and
you
it's
can get
damn good.
All the time, followed by one that, well, you couldn't get all the time, but apparently now you can still find because it didn't sell as well as I think it was supposed to.
They just tapped it over at 3NX.
Oh. Perrin's Unfinished Business.
That was really good. I had a bottle of it, and then I went to the brewery and didn't drink it again. I drank something else when I went there.
Which somebody needs to call the editor at the Free Press because they spelled it Pairing Brewing.
Oh, yeah. I see it.
Yeah.
I'm following along.
Detroit Beer Company's Ash Supply Company Coffee Stout, which I think when they were on, I think they were actually in the process of making that.
When we had Justin on.
Yeah, when we had Justin on. I don't think it was actually out back then. Last one on the list, Greenbush Brewing's Dystopia.
I still want to go to that brewery. I've only heard good things about the brewery itself, Greenbush.
Mm-hmm.
There, when they show up to beer fests, especially, I don't think it was so much this past fall, but earlier, all their beer fests, they would bring like 40 taps. And you're just confused as all hell.
I think they only brought like 6 to Blake's. But they were definitely like one of the people, one of the booths that had a lot of attention around it. I don't know. Yeah, there's something about the beer that's really good. They have pretty cool sunglasses too. Some Ray-Bans.
They do a lot of beers and a lot of variations of their, like, I guess not a lot of variations of one beer. Just like they'll do their beer and then a barrel aged version of their beer. It's not like, what's that one beer where they had 85? It was Dark Horse.
Dark Horse.
85 of the Crooked Trees. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, because we could do 113 taps if we do 85 Crooked Trees.
Now, we just talked about stouts as winter warmers. I guess, does anybody can, like, I was just looking. My favorite beer right now that I have, and I'm kind of letting it mellow, is my Bonnie's Imperial that I've got 3 out of 4 left in the fridge. I mean, that thing kicked me in the ass when I was just drinking it. It took me longer than I would usually take me drink a beer for some reason. I mean, those are great winter warmers. Some, you know, heavy, double, hoppy, even triple. You know, this is the perfect time to go get a drip on, sip on one of those growlers. I don't know, but I think IPAs are getting a little bit underloved in the wintertime as a.
Well, a lot of big beers come out in the wintertime, whereas IPAs are more fall style beers that I've seen, especially at the beer festivals. Like, you'll see IPAs definitely come out bigger, and then the big beers come out during the Winterfest over in Comstock. Nonetheless, I really don't have a beer that's like, this is my winter beer, or this is my summer beer. We're talking IPAs during the winter, but one of the biggest, you know, IPAs in the state of Michigan, Hop Slam, is released in January. So there's no real rhyme or reason in regards to when a lot of these beers come out. I think they just do when they want to.
Yeah, I mean, is there a reason why? I mean, have we ever considered why Hop Slam comes out in January? Is it just the process when, I mean, are they fresh hops and that's just the perfect time to finish the kettle? Or is it the perfect time based on the fermenting that Hop Slam is available in January? Because, I mean, it really would be probably a better March to April kind of beer if you think about it. It's honey, it's sweet. It's, I mean, if you're an adult, it's sessionable.
If you're an adult, what every is it, beer 10%? Is yeah, well, we've already proved that. I proved that with Massacre last weekend, so
well,
believe me,
what
anything
was,
is.
What was the show that we had last year where we did the mini keg of
the
Hop
one
Slam?
He was
that was my first
for.
Episode.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, we killed that whole thing.
I felt bad asking for more, but I guess as you kind of
Ken didn't think we'd
me.
Finish it, or he didn't want to do it. He was like, we're not going to drink this whole thing. I'm like, we'll drink this before the halfway through
the I think it was
show.
Either last December or like first thing in July or January then.
Yeah, we drank that whole thing.
It would have been like middle of January.
We drank that whole thing really fast and
yeah,
drank more beer after.
Before the third segment we were done.
Yeah.
Did Briggerman show up that day? Or was that?
Yeah, he was there. He was there for half of the show or
yeah,
first part of the show.
Is that the one where he dropped off the cases of beer
yeah.
and
yeah.
we didn't even know he did it until like after the third segment? We're like, where the hell did this beer come
from?
That's
exactly what it was.
That was still in Ferndale.
Yep.
Yes, that was still in Ferndale.
That was a good show. Probably
no, because it had that guy from that other show.
I don't think that was that show.
Yeah,
I think
it was
that
because
was...
Brigham left and
no,
because
we had that. That would have been April that show came on because that was the
he
final.
Argued, he argued with, or
yeah,
was
that
the second?
That was the second time Matt Bush
was
on.
Was that the
Dylan Larkin show?
Yeah,
the trade Dylan Larkin show.
Yeah, because that was. I think that was actually in February.
No,
right around the All Star game.
No,
the Hop Slam
one
was when Brown was on the show. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, Brown was on that show
Brown
as well.
Brown was on the show.
Oh, that's
so we
the
had Brown,
time.
Chris Wood from
Tony
Great Lakes Wine and Spirit. Tony was here. Oh, geez, yeah, we had a full show. That must have been Brown's birthday then. That
yeah,
weekend.
I think it was.
Yeah, that was a big. It was a very busy show.
Was that the jury duty show?
That was the jury duty show.
There you go.
Yes. That was the show we were talking about the three-tiered system.
that was the show where I remember getting a message from Dina saying, Rob may be late jury duty, and we had just finished the whole Terra escapade. And we're like, oh, shit, we lost another co-host.
Yeah, I was like, oh, Rob's gone.
And then he shows up in suit and tie.
Yeah.
Suit and tie.
Like, what's going on, guys?
Hey.
How was jury duty?
The worst deliberating that ever went on in the history of juries. It basically, I just remember that being just completely 12 angry men and this dude just going crazy.
Did you throw a switchblade at the table?
I wish.
I would have.
He just started throwing evidence in front of us. It's like, it's because of this. I'm like, no, nobody proved anything in this case. They can't be guilty because you feel that he allegedly beat up this girl. He probably did, but there's no proof.
Did he have a swimming side. Career to worry about?
He did. Oh, goodness.
Oh, my God.
Is that a Ryan Lochte?
No, that was a Blake.
It sounded like a Lochte.
That's what I thought, too.
Brock Turner.
Brock Turner.
That's a little bit
Greg Louganis? He wasn't beating his wife or
husband?
No, never mind. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
So I wanted to bring something up as we're kind of talking about news a little bit, beer a little bit. And this is more on the business side. And I want to get your guys' opinion on it. So
buy low, sell high.
That's kind of where we're at right now. So
yeah,
there was somebody had found out a store in Wyandotte was doing a raffle for Bourbon County. And what they were doing is they were selling tickets and not, first of all, selling tickets, which is illegal. Second of all, selling tickets to, I believe, buy it or the tickets actually allow you to win it. But nonetheless, you're buying tickets with the possibility of not actually winning the beers.
Yeah, I think it was buying the tickets for your chance to win each lot.
Your chance to win the lot or your chance to buy the lot?
We'll say your chance to win the lot.
Yeah, we'll say win. Okay. But
It was $5 a ticket, 3 for $10, and your options were a 4-pack of 2013 BCBS, 2014 BCBS, a single of 2015, a single of 2016, a 2014 BC Vanilla Rye, and the reason why it was going on is they had a 2015 Bourbon County Rare.
Huh.
So
is this like the asshole that we saw on the internet that was like tripling the cost of whatever it was?
That's another story for another time, but not necessarily. This is definitely
was that you?
It was not me.
$29.99 for a bottle of BCBS.
Yeah.
It was something stupid like that.
So
I know what you're talking about.
Last year we saw them for 50 someplace.
I've seen a regular for 60 before.
Wow.
Yeah.
Whoa.
So I want to bring it up to you guys. So we're definitely a lot of us are business minded people. Let's take away the law for a second. Mm. All right, you're a business store because this is illegal, like 100% illegal. So with that in mind, would you as a beer fan, as a business owner, combine the two? Would you be okay with this? I mean, you're buying for the chance to win a beer, or would you be like, you should just sell it first come, first serve?
How much are the tickets?
They're $5 per ticket, 3 for $10.
No issue with that. Is this, you want to get in a raffle for some beer? Who cares?
Is this the money going to?
No, money's going to the pocket.
Yeah.
It's profit.
Profit.
So if you were to get a bottle of that, though, how much would it probably cost free market?
My guess, if I'm going to guess this entire lot itself, you're looking at, we'll say rare at this point is $100. Vanilla rye, we'll say, is $50.
So if I'm only paying you $5 to potentially win something that's going to give, that's worth $100, it's almost like crowdfunding it. So that way you don't charge $100 for the bottle. You charge everybody, 20 people, $5, and you make out like a champ.
So we'll say the whole lot, all six items, as $200 as a flat. So if they sell,
but it's your choice of. It's not you don't get everything, right?
Well, that is correct. Yes, it's your choice of one of these six lots.
So if
six
I'm paying
winners.
Five, let's say $10. I pay ten bucks
for three tickets
to get something that I would pay $20 for. I mean, it's kind of like a lottery, I mean, yeah. it's the definition.
It is a lottery.
Yeah, like
right.
Literally.
So I mean, that's the only store in Michigan where you can pay $5 and walk out with a BCBS. So, I mean, in theory, it's also illegal for selling under cost. So we've got that legality if you want to really go both ways. But
I guess as you're selling, and I don't know, this probably doesn't make sense, but you're selling the tickets, and if you sell enough, it's going to pay for what you're eventually probably going to sell.
Correct, but you're at the same rate, you're only selling one ticket to one person. So,
yeah. Well, yeah, I guess, I mean, how many tickets do you expect to sell?
They would need to sell basically...
If you say
23 sets of tickets,
23 sets
like,
of three,
no, 23 sets of like 20 sets of three tickets.
Oh, 20.
So 60 tickets total, because nobody's going to buy five for one. They're going to buy three.
Well,
for 10.
If we look at the beer groups on social media, I am sure they can easily sell 20 sets of three. Tickets.
Oh, they're going to sell well more than that.
Yeah. So then I guess at that point, it's on you as a consumer. If you want to take that shot and do it, then that's fine. The other tickets that are sold are going to pay for the merchandise. So
you know how you get around that too. if we're going to legalities, I don't think we were talking about that.
I thought we were going to exclude, but go for it.
Well, Matt started talking about
it.
Oh,
no, that's fine.
Give $10 for this bottle of King Cobra, plus you get 3 tickets to the... to win these BCBSs, man.
Is that like the Tommy Chong buy a vaporizer?
Yeah. Plus, if you remember the old eBay ways to buy Lions and Tigers tickets, so you're buying this baseball for $80, but you also get 4 tickets at no cost with it.
So here's a thought, though. I don't go to Wyandotte. I don't go downriver if I don't have to. Mm. I just find the whole general area of Michigan
Ken likes to go down there.
Sad and kind of depressing.
Some of us grew up down there.
But is this not a way to keep those truck chasers out of your store to reward loyal customers?
That's a good way.
Where it's like, you know, I'm sure that beer store probably has... it's 10 to 15 people that come in every day that always are looking for the thing. So maybe it's an under-the-table way to say, I'm going to make money off of all these people that are in
beer
search
chasers.
Of it, but I'm going to reward my people that are coming in every day, and I'm going to crowdsource their beer by getting it from everybody.
Well, first, they are a store that caters basically to their regulars, and they have a list. So they go when they get something rare, they go off of the list first.
Oh man, the list.
Yes.
And
anything
I was waiting for someone to pick up on that.
Anything extra that they put out on the shelves, I don't know if they do this now, but when I used to live in Taylor, that kind of used to be a spot that I would go. I spent more than enough time out there. One time I went in there and they had 120 minute, and I wanted to buy. Basically, they said a limit one, and then it was, well, you have to buy either a 6-pack of another Dogfish Head product, or you need to buy a bomber of a Dogfish Head product in order to get this one bottle.
Yeah.
So it was just kind of okay. So you're telling me that I have to spend $13 or more to then spend another $10 for this one bottle of beer. And I basically said, y'all can have a Coke and a smile. And I just left.
I mean, I know I told a story about there's a party store in Warren that to get, what was it, the Sierra Nevada, pack?
The beer camp?
Yeah, the beer camp. They themselves had to buy like 5 cases of the Torpedo and 5 cases of the Extra Torpedo or whatever it is to get those 5 cases of beer camp. So they made you buy a 12-pack of all 3 to get a beer camp 12-pack. So you're right. Going in thinking you're going to spend $24 on a 12-pack of beer camp. You end up walking out spending $60 because they're going to make you buy all 3 12-packs because that's what they had to do from the distributor.
Right.
And so, I mean, it's again, that's illegal, but it's illegal from the distributor down, really.
And I mean, until I've been here, I wasn't aware of this stuff going on. And so just being a normal consumer, walking into a store, wanting to buy this beer and just wanting to try it and being told I have to buy something else to get it, it pisses you off.
Yeah, I feel you. I feel you. We do some stupid things for beer in this world. But.
Well, no, some people, it doesn't sound like anyone, myself included, will do that kind of thing. Oh, you got to buy these other 12 packs to get this. Oh, go fuck yourself.
But yeah, but you know,
I'm with Dan on that.
But obviously, there's obviously people that do it, and you know what they
and they're stupid.
Yeah,
they promote this.
I think you encourage the behavior, and then you're just the consumers just encourage it more by just buying into it even more than what the seller, the retailer, whatever, or even going up to one level to the distributor.
It just passes
it along, and then the consumers just eat it up, and yet they could probably just make it even worse. And
right.
So just, I mean, it's a circle. That's what it is.
I mean, I know the store's got to make their money, but I mean, sometimes you just kind of wish that the store would just give the distributor the finger. And just
they
say,
price
you know
it
what?
Right, yeah, though. They make their money off of those ones that everyone wants.
Oh,
you don't
God,
have to
yeah.
force someone else to buy something.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I mean, unless you're, you know, pricing your Bourbon County barley wine at $23.99.
Hey, you know what? And there was no line. There was no truck chasing. What, you walked in at like 6 p.m. and bought it.
It was 22, yeah.
Yeah.
Give me a freaking break. I'll do that all day. But if you tell me I got to buy like a 12-pack of this and a 12-pack of this to have the privilege to buy this bottle, go fuck yourself.
Direct me to your King Cobra, please.
Yeah. And I think I was in there buying that. I was buying some other 40. I don't care.
I get to see that too. King Cobra. Oh, hey, by the way, do you have any Bourbon County barley wine available? I heard it pair as well with the 40 of King
Cobra.
You know
what? I think I figured figured it out. This is exactly what happened to Jamal Anderson.
Oh, that
they told him he needed to buy.
Come on.
Oh, my God.
Oh, don't get into.
Come on. Don't get he into, was giving him the Dirty Bird.
Don't get into the Dirty Bird. Don't get into the Dirty Bird.
All right. Well, we're actually right up against the break. It's been 40 minutes already. That'll be. We'll be right back with a Better on Draft podcast. We are back with a Better on Draft podcast, episode number 63. My name is Ken, and as always, segment two is News with Rob.
Oh, by the way, to Matt, number 63 retired by the Tennessee Titans, Mike Munchak.
Oh, I'm
currently the offensive line coach for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
I did look up how the fox passed away, by the way.
Oh.
It wasn't drinking.
What was it?
Prostate cancer.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
I couldn't care less about Mike Munchak. He's been a garbage coach. Wasn't he a Titans coach?
He was coach for the Titans. He was.
And wasn't he accidentally the coach of the Jaguars for a cup of coffee?
Wait. Cup of coffee in the big time?
Cup of coffee in the big time.
I hate when they use that phrase, but it is what it is.
It is what it is.
God bless Macho Man for that one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Dig it.
You can watch his interviews. Just watch his backstage interviews with Mean Gene. You know, like, be entertained
this is
for
Ricky
hours.
The Dragon Steamboat's cup of coffee in the big time. Yeah. Cup of coffee. All right.
So Dan, what did you think of the 16 and the 15 odd side?
15's terrible. I almost want to pour it on the carpet here. Damn.
Not even down the drain.
No, it's
tell us how you really feel.
No, it's not good.
Do you still have a little more?
Yeah, try it.
Oh, hey, there's still a good bottle right there.
As blunt
got the bottle
as
right here.
Possible.
At least I'm
tastes like
honest.
Chocolate.
At least I'm being honest.
Wait, but do you not
I'm
like,
trying to break the computer.
Do you not like chocolate?
It just tastes like liquid chocolate.
Oh, man. Now you got to be curious.
Some of that 60. That 60 is really
good. This is, yep, that's 15 right there.
This is Mocha Munt 15.
If there's enough, I'll take a sip of each two then.
16's good. Just drink that. Oh, yeah. Just take your 15, pour the rest on the carpet so someone has to come clean it.
You said this is 15 or we're taking
that is 15. That is 15. As they both drink that.
And as we're pouring, I'm drinking. I'm going to sell some more.
Rob's pouring hours.
This is the Rob's pouring.
Rob's like, pour hold on, guys. I'm pouring beers.
Wait. If I could say, Matt, does it feel like your throat's about to close up?
Because of this?
What is there?
Oh, no, there's probably something you're allergic to.
No. It's just.
Are you allergic to nuts, Nick?
No, I'm not.
What about months? Like mocha months?
Who the hell eats something that starts with P and ends with nuts?
There is something weird about this.
Oh,
Matt Bush
Matt
is not a fan.
Matt is not,
so I don't like either of these because I don't like dark beer or stout beer. I don't.
Let me. Which one's the 16?
This is the 16.
All right, he's got it. He's
yeah,
that
yeah, that's
well,
16.
No, I will not finish these.
I'll take your 16.
I'm gonna
don't mix them.
You don't make here.
No, I'll give you your 16.
Oh, the 16's better by a long shot.
Oh yeah.
It's whatever is in the 16. There's something that fell off in the 15 that it is just not there. And whatever the whole bottle tastes like is like regret and like the back of a postage stamp that's been sitting in milk for weeks.
Jesus
How
Christ.
Do you know what that tastes like?
If I had to guess, I'm trying to illustrate a picture for the listeners.
That is a hell of a picture. I'm impressed.
Yeah. There we go.
That's pretty good for ad-libbing.
Right.
That you know what? I draw inspiration from my Natty Light shirt.
Oh,
his
goodness.
Vintage Natty Light Mince's shirt, which Natty I'm sure Light. Is only a couple years old.
Right.
So it's not very vintage.
So
that is correct.
Attempting to somewhat segue from Macho Man Randy Savage to then Slim Jims and, you know, people who smoke marijuana who eat Slim Jims.
What?
It's Ken's crack.
Did I miss something here? Something went
Ken's
over my head.
Ken's cracking up over in the corner.
At least.
To people who have heart attacks and driving to trees?
Yeah, exactly. At least I tried.
Hey, that was the day Harold Camping said the world was going to end. Someone had to go stop it.
Yes.
Someone had to stop
Anyways,
it.
Anyways, Rob.
Macho Man
news.
Took the job.
Breweries are starting to take some hits in their wallets thanks to another product, of course, becoming more and more prevalent, being the recreational marijuana being legal in some of the states. Where, of course, we have a bunch of breweries, and their sales are starting to take a dip.
Craft weed.
Nothing. Yeah, no. It's craft weed.
Some bourbon barrel weed.
No, I couldn't find any real numbers from the craft side, but Coors Light had a 4.4% decline in Colorado the last 2 years. Bud Light had a similar drop, not only in Colorado, but also in Washington, Oregon as well. And obviously we've got medical marijuana that is going to be legal in Florida, Arkansas, and North Dakota.
So they're
going
to let old people drive and old people get stoned and drive in Florida?
I don't see why
Jesus
not.
Jesus Christ. So we need to invent fly cars already.
Of course, we've got...
That'll make it worse.
No, because then they can't drive and they can't even use cell phones. So they won't be able to use... They'll be on the freeways. We'll be in flying cars.
Is this the parking lot?
So they figure out a way to make it take off. I can't even picture
and
this.
And, of course, we've got four states that are going to have recreational use legal, being California, Nevada,
Maine,
Massachusetts, and Maine. So, I mean, you're talking about a couple big craft breweries that are that might be affected.
What big
by
craft
this.
Brewery is in Massachusetts? I
don't know.
It's that Boston
Beer Company.
What was that one I told you about? It was like
Natty Bohemian.
No, it was Natty like I forget what it was Natty called Bo. At the airport, but whatever it was.
No, I don't remember.
It was like Boston. I can't.
Was it like the Boston Brewworks or something like
Brewworks?
That.
Yeah, like Boston Brewworks. I'm like,
it's like Crankers for.
Now this is all anecdotal, but I've spent a lot of time in Amsterdam. I don't really see how this is affecting alcoholics or people that like to drink beer. The people that are going into the coffee shops are not the ones spending their night at the bar drinking craft beer. It's two different subsets of people there.
Yeah.
You do have the crossover. Yeah. You do have the crossovers, but the guy is spending the time at the coffee shop, but not the ones killing the night at the bar or the club. Two completely different situations.
I think just like how people who drink like fancy wine don't drink beer and vice versa. I think you're going to have the same kind of person who likes to try all the different kinds of sativas and indicas, and then they're not the same person. I think if you look nationally versus the states that you mentioned, I would imagine that Coors Light and Bud Light have similar numbers nationwide mm-hmm. as they do in just Colorado and Washington. I just think macro brew as a whole isn't doing that well. I think the beer industry, you know. The amount of people that are drinking beer now is less than 10, 15 years ago. You know, wine's up, liquor's up, but beer's kind of flat to down.
Right.
I know in Michigan, Coors is down, Miller's down, Bud Light's down. So I think you would have similar numbers in Michigan and nationwide as you would in Colorado and Washington.
Right. I mean, could an article like this, and I mean, there were quite a few that were talking about this, could an article like this spark some sort of debate to basically say that beer is a gateway drug to marijuana?
No. Two totally different things. I don't see that at all.
I think the whole gateway drug is – the whole argument's kind of gone. The reason why it's a gateway drug, I think, is because people put so much emphasis on it being so bad, and then when kids try it and they don't have these terrible brain-on-drugs kind of reactions to it, they think that that parents are lying about everything. Just like, you know, it's like saying the Tooth Fairy is
Santa Claus.
Exactly.
Yeah, Tooth Fairy is a gateway fictional character because then once you figure out one's not real, then you know the Easter Bunny and Santa Claus isn't real either.
Santa Claus.
Sorry for all the
8-year-olds
that are listening to the show.
Right. No, Santa Claus doesn't have your handwriting, Mom. Thanks.
So I just
sounds like you've been through this.
Wow, Rob got personal there for a second.
I'm looking at my brother like, why did you didn't tell me this shit?
She didn't cut letters out of her like Vogue or
no.
US,
oh, no.
Ransom. US
no,
week.
No.
Yeah.
Like, what?
I took your tooth. I'm holding a ransom.
Santa left a ransom note.
I'm sitting there looking at it like, why does Santa sign his name like Mom signs her name on the permission slips?
Oh, you figured out quick, huh?
Some bullshit.
See, when I was in school, you always had to have your homework signed to prove that your parents saw it. And I could just never get my parents' signature right, or else I would have had a lot more fun times.
Wow.
Bad. Another piece that came out that was talking about the best brewery in Michigan, according to Yelp.
Oh, boy.
Is there zero?
So,
quick, where's
how many
Dave
have-
and Bob?
So, of course, most of us pay a hell of a lot more attention to Untappd reviews than we do Yelp.
I didn't know Yelp was still a thing.
Yelp is
apparently
still a thing.
It is.
Oh, it's still.
I thought Cartman killed Yelp.
Ask Dave Phillips.
But apparently, BuzzFeed came out with an article where they basically compiled all of this data from Yelp to basically come up with the most popular breweries in each state. So I'm not going to tell you what it is yet. I'm going to let you guess first, and then I'm going to give you a review then see if you change your guess.
So you're saying Michigan wide.
Best brewery in Michigan.
Can you? All right, I want to ask one question. Is it east or west of Lansing? Is it going to be an East Side Brewery or a West Side Brewery?
It's going to be something random that you're not expecting because of whatever reviews.
Sheboygan Brewing Company.
Says Sheboygan. Nick?
I think people up there are just too mean to, or too nice and cold to be mean.
Shit.
Today, Junior. Today, Junior.
Today, Junior.
It's multiple choice.
I'm going to say, I'm going to go north. I'm going to say North Peak.
North Peak. Dan?
Oh, God, this is going to be something stupid. It's going to be something random based on the reviews.
It is.
I'm going to say, like, Woodward Avenue.
The Wab.
The Wab.
Yeah. Wab.
Ken? Yeah.
Right Brain.
Right Brain.
I was thinking Right Brain.
Okay, so this was the review that they had on BuzzFeed. With beer hall-style seating, high ceilings, and views of the brewing tanks, this brewery has an airy, convivial vibe that... Yeah, no, I think it's convivial, whatever.
Cordial?
Yeah, something like that. A vibe that makes you want to stay a while. To top it off, there are also 12 beers on tap, an ever-changing menu of small plates, and available board games.
I swear to God, if it's falling down, I'm gonna burn y'all to the ground right now.
It can't be.
The board game thing kills it. I know a lot of places you can see the tanks and views, but
the only place I think of communal seating is Griffin Claw.
No, it's restaurant seating. Griffin Claw's got communal.
Yeah.
Do they?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I thought they had communal for sure.
Like in like what you would call like right the bar area right. Communal.
Yeah, there. I mean they have like picnic tables that are all so, there, so yeah.
It's not Kunin because Kunin's got restaurant area. Same with Dragon Mead.
Okay, have we been there?
Communal seating.
As a group, no.
Have they been on the show?
No.
Okay, that's a fair
Black Rocks.
I haven't been to Black Rocks before.
Oh, shit.
So do we get, like, another guess at it?
Yeah.
Can you narrow it down? There's only, like, a big state we're dealing with.
There's only 300.
I will give you your first question. Whether it's east or west of Lansing, it is east.
East of Lansing.
Were any of us right when we guessed it?
No.
Okay.
Because communal seating is what's throwing me off.
The board games is what throws me off.
So I'm
some ultra hipster place sitting around playing board games and communal seating. It's like, yeah.
Black Lotus?
No, they don't have board games.
Yeah, they don't have board games.
Mm. All right, let's go with guesses. Let's kinda
one more. Okay, I'm gonna say it's obviously not Latitude 42.
Oh, that's west of Lansing.
Yeah, so I'm kind of stumped. I'm going to let Nick pick first.
Yeah, I have no clue.
I'm stumped. Shit.
All right, well, I guess I'll go first.
All right.
I'm going to go with the Atwater Downtown.
Goes with Atwater.
Atwater at the park, then, just to cover.
No. Actually, I think I even know what the answer might be now as I'm saying it. I think it's a Downtown Detroit one.
Is it Batch?
It's in Corktown. That's what I was going.
I was thinking Batch.
After you said that, I was like, oh, communal seating and bullshit. It's got to be Batch.
I was kind of leaning towards Batch there for a moment. But I'll cover the other beat, even though it's not in Detroit. We'll say is Baffin? Baffin Barber?
Baffin doesn't have communal seating.
Oh, they kind of ish do. Not really, but all right, Rob.
All right. The best brewery in Michigan, according to Yelp, is Batch Brewing.
There you go. After I said Atwater, Batch was the first thing that came to my mind. I'm like, damn it, because that's full-on communal seating. Their board games, I really don't even – I can't remember even seeing board games while I've been there. But I've been there enough to know like the communal seating and how everything's set up.
Is this just based on Yelp ratings?
Yes, there's no science behind a Yelp rating.
And believe me, in that article, the comments just started blowing up. And – you know, people were saying, no, it's this. Why the hell would it be Batch? And my thing is, this is the system. They said it went off of Yelp reviews.
What, do they have one review for five? Out of five?
I want to know, and I want to apologize to the one person or team of people that had to read Yelp reviews for a living.
Just like, to get that article done?
That feels like such torturous. It's like listening to 97.1 more. 97.1 in the morning. It just seems so torturous.
I don't listen to that in the morning.
To be fair, Batch does have a 4.5 out of like 200 plus reviews. Just to be fair,
I mean, if they're just looking at the number, that's cool. But if they're like going through reviews, that just seems arduous. That's something that they would do at Gitmo.
Gitmo. Maybe that's who does it. Maybe they force the.
It's something that you should ask people to do.
If you end up in Gitmo, you have to do that.
Where did
the army guys are on the go kart track.
Nick, I feel inspired today.
What's that?
I feel inspired today. Nick.
Yeah, guess so.
Come on. Let me rub it off on you.
Dude, I go work at
Gitmo.
He's
my shoulder now.
They got go-kart tracks and shit down there. I go
in Gitmo?
That. Yeah.
The steering wheels are made of bacon, so nobody
does. Yes.
Well, the army guys get to drive them. You ain't putting no detainees.
Meanwhile,
out there.
In the big news that hit today, there was a agreement that was made between Pabst and New Holland.
What do we got going on here?
Pabst is stepping into the game of craft beers, signing their first deal with, of course, the craft brewery, New Holland. No specifics financially between the two. However, basically, Pabst is going to give New Holland access to their nationwide distribution, their distribution network and sales organization basically in exchange for a percentage of sales profits. New Holland will get to stay, as the article said, quote, remain 100% independent with a completely separate ownership structure. Both Pabst and New Holland also agreed to co-invest an undisclosed amount into a dedicated sales and marketing fund that will be used to build New Holland's presence in new and existing markets.
Man, I can't wait to try BBA PBR. This is going to be freaking sweet. Think about that.
What
this
about
awesome.
BBA Stroh's?
What?
Oh, is it the same?
Old Stroh's.
Not
old
your Stroh's. Father's Dragon's Milk.
Not your
father's. Oh, wait, is that not your father's Pabst?
Yes, that is.
Oh, I can't wait for that either. That is. That's like the
not your father's bourbon barrel Pabst.
Not your father's Pabst.
BBA PBR? I can't wait.
Oh, man. I don't think that would take off of the hipsters.
Not your
they
father's
love that
New thing. Holland I mean. Reserve raspberry chai. Not dragon milk.
Chai. Really?
Not your father's coconut rum.
Barrel aged.
Hey.
Infused.
It's great. More Michigan beer getting out there.
So now is the beer barrel bourbon, is that going to be out of PBR? Like barrels?
Is that going to Is it going to have the Pabst Brewing Company logo on the can? No.
I mean, from what it sounds like, with them being New Holland being 100% independent, then I mean, it doesn't sound like they have to carry anything Pabst related on their bottles at all.
As long as they're making BBA PBR, I'm in. I'll just chug that. Drink
this
that
is
all
quite
day.
The interesting in regards to because they're basically see a profit in New Holland, so they think they can make more money by getting New Holland out further, faster, you know, and more so. That's the only way they see it, to where they're not going to get any type of logo beneficiary or investment beneficiary.
Now, do you think? I mean, I know New Holland's been very experimental recently, especially with all those types of reserves. Do you think this could affect quality with how fast? I mean, how many states are they in now? And if Pabst wants to take them to all 50, they're going to have to really ramp up production. So is this going to be one of those things where they're just throwing beer out there like Schlitz did in, what, the 70s, where it wasn't ready, but they had to get out there to appease?
I kind of feel like they're just going to take their time.
They have the network.
Just because they have the entire network doesn't mean they have to use them.
But if you're throwing, let's say the number's $50 million at New Holland or in like sales structure. Like, if you're going to throw that money out there, you're not going to say, all right, take your time. I'm just going to go ahead and put this $50 million somewhere.
No, what will happen is they'll be shipping Cabin Fever and Dragon's Milk everywhere while the other stuff doesn't go out as wide as fast is what will happen.
So you think they're just going to lead with these products?
Why wouldn't you? Those are your two biggest things.
Yeah.
And then as things develop.
Based on the article, New Holland's Dragon's Milk is 50% of their revenue right now.
That's the one you want out there. That's the one everyone buys. That's the one everyone knows.
Right.
Cabin Fever probably is pretty close, but isn't that? I think
why'd
that's
you
seasonal.
Point to me on that one?
It's the brown you like. I think this is better. I like Cabin Fever.
It's a winter seasonal. We had that question, five questions with Nick.
Right.
But yep. Dragon's Milk is the one everyone knows.
Yeah,
I mean, that's been around for so long. People are going to see that. Like, oh, yeah, let me get that.
Do you think this is going to be more for like expats that are from Michigan, but they're in Denver and you can't get it? And then you all of a sudden see New Holland on shelves and you're like, I want to, you know, this is a taste of home.
Maybe if you know Dragon's Milk, if you're that kind of drinker, maybe, but.
How many
there's so many other beers out there. I don't think that's a thing anymore.
How many more barrels do you think these guys are going to produce now because of this?
It's a good question.
How many, does it say how many states that New Holland's in right now?
Well, it does say how many barrels they make in 16. 35. They're expecting to make 35,000 barrels this year.
But I mean, if they're going from like just the Midwest to all 50 states, then it's going to be huge. It could be huge. But if they're already in 40 states, now it's going to 50. It's not going to be not a drop in the bucket, but it's also going to have less of an impact than we know.
Right.
No.
They did begin distributing in the Pacific Northwest, so they're out on the West Coast a little bit. Washington, Oregon, California way?
No.
That'd be Washington and Oregon.
Yeah, it's not so much California.
No, Idaho?
It's Mountain West.
There you go.
Dang, there you go.
I guess I forgot that there's only two states that make up the Pacific Northwest and
maybe Northwest Idaho in the Panhandle area.
Mm. Right.
BC, British Columbia, maybe.
Yeah, I guess you could consider
Vancouver?
That. Yeah, Vancouver.
Well, hold on. I'm going to read. It says they're also in California and Texas now, so.
The Vancouver Whitecaps?
Probably. The what?
Wait, is that a team, the Vancouver Whitecaps?
That's no, the Michigan
West Whitecaps. West Michigan Whitecaps. I thought there was a Vancouver team that was named the same thing.
I'm sorry, Rob.
You're killing me.
Yeah, what are we doing? You guys are on your phones, and we're holding up what we're talking about. Are on Facebook.
Meanwhile,
I'm doing research in New Holland.
As he does that research, I guess, we got at least one more to go through. Do that one. There is some basically some news that were coming out from I saw on Brewbound. I think it was actually a couple weeks ago about hop production. And that the U.S. has had more acres of production of hops than any other time in history, as almost 53,000 acres of hops have been planted, basically passing Germany by almost 7,000 acres. Of course, 51,000 acres of this is in the Pacific Northwest alone.
Yep,
as expected, and it's projected that a record high 91.8 million pounds are expected to be harvested from the region this year. Obviously, with more than 4,900 breweries and. As there's more to come, there's always going to be more breweries and more hops that are going to be needed. There was I think it came from basically this group called Hopsteiner that grows, trades, breeds, and processes hops, and they're planning on releasing experimental hops. Apparently one that has a taste of a creamsicle with the orange vanilla taste.
Wow.
And a what they called a big berry bomb, which apparently tastes like strawberry jam and red licorice.
Wow.
So it's kind of interesting where you've got hops that have the flavors instead of the beers and the adjuncts that get added. Beers are going to have these certain flavors, but I guess do you feel there would be better or worse for the flavor to come from the hops?
A lot of your beer flavor comes from the hops, whether it's added for the bittering or for the flavor like that. So if you want to expand, you have to do that. I mean, you only have some other options. Matt talks about it. Yeah. You can only burn grain so many ways. He's absolutely right. You add hops at different times to add the different flavors to the beers when you're boiling. That's the whole part about it.
A little insight. I know one of the Deschutes beers, I can't think of what it is. I think it's Hop Trip. One of the farms that Deschutes contracts with is always like cross straining their hops. So oftentimes what'll happen is this farm will say, hey, Deschutes, all we call this hop is, I think it was like M43. No, that's probably wrong. But it's called like D9 or
that's
something.
That's a
like
beer.
That. Yeah, I know. That's why.
Old Nation.
That's why I immediately said. But anyways,
it's on the
mind. So what happens is, the hop farmer will say, hey, Deschutes, this is we don't know what this hop tastes like or what it's going to do. We just bred it. It's yours. Do what you will. and you can name it or do whatever. And I think that's how like Amarillo hops came about.
Probably.
It was a random hop that was kind of cross reproduced or whatever.
Crossbred.
And then they was just given away and said, what can you do with it? And that's how it came about. So, I mean, this has been going on for years of just kind of, you know, reproducing hops in different facts.
Yeah.
And honestly, I think that's what's going to keep beer fresh is constantly having new things. And I mean, we've talked, it takes 3 years to have a full hop crop and until people start utilizing virgin hops, which I really want to try. Just somebody do it. Eastern Market Beer Company, if you're listening to. Like every 3 years, you're going to have a new kind of hop.
Do you want to call that beer You Always Remember Your First?
No. Realistically,
I want to mix it with Traverse City cherries and call it Popping Your Cherry.
Nice, that's great. But think about it too, between like I was talking about adding it at the beginning for the bitterness, adding it during other points of the boil for the other flavors, or dry hopping it. Now you have more options. And look at America again, running shit. Like people already want our hops, people want our shit. And here we come again. I don't see Germany doing this. Be like, oh, let's try our.
It's not part of the Rheinheits boat.
Exactly.
And that's why they're falling behind. Let's be realistic here.
Speaking of falling behind, you know who's not falling behind?
Are you really cutting this conversation off while I rip on other fucking countries right now?
Falling behind, they're not. That is North Center Brewing over in Northville, Michigan. Over at North Center Road, just south of Baseline. Go check them out. Say hi to everyone over there. Kevin, drink their beer. Their brown is delicious. If they have their coconut brown, definitely drink that.
I bet they use American hops, too.
To be honest, their beer isn't that. Well,
if they're making beer, they're using hops.
Yes.
Don't even try to talk.
I was trying to get to the point of it. I don't think their brown ale is an American style brown as opposed to an
hops.
English. I know. I'm just saying, Daniel. Jesus. Gosh.
Oh boy.
So what'd you just open up over there?
A can.
Yes. Can of what?
10-50.
Ten fitty.
You know where you can find a can of 10-50 at?
I bet it has hops in it.
It probably does, but you can find it over at Zatuna Liquor over in Rochester Hills.
Yes, sir.
Where's
Zatuna Liquor? It's on
Give me directions.
Rochester Road, south of M59. Go check out Jack and Gus.
And while you're up there in northern Oakland County, you should just keep driving to Brown Iron Brewing.
Is that central? Oh,
that's not even Oakland County.
That's northern Macomb County.
But take 59, you're right there, and hit Van Dyke, and go up to 26 and almost 27 mile, and go drink some like 66 beers on tap.
They have that many?
They have a big
tap. If that wasn't like 2 hours from my house,
they have like this bacon poutine, which you will have an erection as you eat it. It's that.
Hey,
good.
Dan, what do you think about bacon poutine?
I wouldn't eat it.
I know.
But I don't know. I don't shit on people that would eat it. But
I was just asking you. That's all.
No, I'm just clarifying that. Be like, I'm not gonna shit.
So they're currently running their 12 days of holiday specials. They have specials every single day between gift cards, beers, merchandise. I think one day they're offering $2 off every single Brown Iron brewery draft.
They have their own beer, right?
They have their own beer. Yeah,
they have their own beer. They got a lot of other taps. They got just a couple. Name a couple. They got Perrin, Little Grizz, Damsel in Distress, Bourbon Barrel Age, Colossal Oversight from Oddside.
Ooh, that's the barley wine.
That is the barley
Ooh.
Wine.
Barrel aged barley.
You might have to come to Macomb County after all.
Wow.
I'll never go north of 14 mile.
Or
and
into Macomb County.
Barrel aged colossal.
You'll see that New Van Dyke Expressway. They just fucking finished.
They also got the Jaden James peanut butter porter as well.
Monkey butter.
Okay.
No, it's peanut butter porter.
Someone's going to have to drive me because I'm not driving through Macomb County after drinking.
Uber. Just do the Uber.
Uber doesn't pick up. There's no way I can get Uber at
that. They also have.
I got an Uber at the Rochester Hills Fireworks.
We're talking Washington Township.
It's just a few more miles north.
It's just north of Shelby. I mean, Shelby's like one of the most affluent.
I'm looking. I'm curious.
They also got the one I had earlier, the Stone Brewing Jocovesa.
Chocovesa.
Thank you.
Moco Chocolata.
Personally, I think the Saturn is better than Colossal Oversight. That's just me.
Ooh. Ping.
They got a lot of Perrin. Stuff on tap.
I said it was some takeovers that were happening this week. So.
Yeah, three Knicks had a Perrin takeover. I'm sure there's other Perrin takeovers.
They got a lot of Rochester Mills on tap as well.
I think they're doing the 12 Days of Christmas there,
yep,
or 12 Days of Milkshake Stout. Yeah,
I'm going to bring that in next week.
Ooh,
you already kind of brought in
the 12 days.
Yeah, I got.
Wait,
that's
not one of them, though.
No. This is not one of them. I got a 12 days.
That's the red velvet.
I actually got a couple of them.
I think that's the barrel aged 4-pack, isn't it? Part of the barrel aged 4-pack.
No, the red velvet. They just sell it.
This one. Yeah, the red velvet separate.
It's the Rochester Red made with the shit they put into the milkshake stout.
This is like crack. This red velvet.
I can only drink one.
I've never had it.
Yeah, you have.
You want
some? We brought it a couple of weeks ago.
Did
you try it?
Yeah.
I brought it. I must have tried it.
Do you want... Was that the week you were...
I was going to say, was that the week that I
that
came
was,
in?
That was.
So, really...
You tried
the week
it,
I was gone
it.
When you went full so, Matt Bush
Ken,
on everybody?
Really,
I did go full
Ken,
Matt Bush.
Really quickly, I have one thing I want to share with before we go on break.
All right.
We've talked about the number of breweries in the past. We just eclipsed 5,000 breweries in the United States.
Jeez. Hey, and real quick, while we're on that topic, we always talk about the beer bubble.
Yes.
We did lose a brewery up in Port Huron.
Yeah, was that Thumb Coast?
Quay Street, or currently Thumb Coast.
Yeah, we talked about that last week.
Did we?
Yeah.
Well, we blamed you
for closing it.
to add to that... Matt just said they did say that sales grew 6% in the first half of this year. Mm. With all these breweries,
it's gonna start stagnating.
I think it's already fully stagnated.
It's because of the weed.
We will be right back.
Yada man,
with the Better on Draft podcast. We are back with the Better on Draft podcast, episode 63. As always, the third segment.
There's no sell. You should go into acting.
The third segment is always five questions with Matt Bush.
Shit we talk about off air.
I am so glad we're back.
Me too.
Rob was uncomfortable with the conversation. Rob and Ken both are like, I don't like this. What are they talking about?
Nope.
That is not something I do. Ever.
Why? Why not?
Because I don't enjoy it.
Yeah.
At all. I've been 3 times. I don't enjoy it.
I've been a couple times. I've hosted a few bachelor parties. It's not.
I've been twice.
I saw
you've been to 2 bachelor parties that I've hosted.
I've actually went to another one over in Canada.
I just need to loosen up a little bit.
I went there for
have fun.
Actually,
jeez.
Ken, you know this person.
Why are you
to this girl's birthday party?
Hold on a second. Nick,
call his attention.
Wait, what?
Dan just asked me why I'm double fisting, as if this is some type. You are the one that taught me how to drink.
That's true, but I taught you how to drink malt liquor and cheap beer.
You did, and I taught you how to
Bell's
drink
Bel Air Brown.
You don't
with two bottles.
Yeah, no, you're right. You taught me to drink better beer. You are correct on that. I will not deny that. At the time, I'd rather drink a 40 of King Cobra, and you're handing me Bell's Two Hearted. That's really what kicked it off.
Because it was $2 a bottle.
Yeah, no, I
love Two Hearted.
That is what kicked it off.
Anyway, but
you're double fisting Bel Air Brown. Are you drinking? Chug.
Okay.
No, I'm
chug.
Just,
okay. Chug.
Matt's getting mad. We have something to do.
I want the theme music to be on a loop. Not
yeah, I'm trying. The theme music's only a minute long, so.
Well, you have technology. All right, so today we're going to play a game called Beer Fore and After. It's just like the game on Wheel of Fortune.
Is this a new music?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, it's not new. So it's a new game. So
growing.
Wow.
R.I.P., man.
So,
R.I.P.
So Beer Fore and After is going to go like this.
Yep.
I need the name of the Bruce Lee movie and also the Dan's favorite New Holland beer.
What?
Which would be Enter the Dragon's Milk.
Exactly.
So the beer is always going to be the latter portion of the show. So here's another clue. Will Smith's first sitcom meets Shorts Brewing Company's best-selling dark beer, and it's on the table.
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air Brown.
There we go. Do we get how the game's going to work?
Yes, there's two trivia hosts here, so you
exactly.
got 40% right there.
You're talking to somebody who writes these.
Well, I wrote these, too. On Monday, I was waiting.
That means we can judge him.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so question number one is, I fell in love with this Bell's beer at the rock show of this 90s punk trio.
That is punctual.
Something Blink-182 or something Green Day.
Yeah, they were very 90s.
Okay. I fell in love with this Bell's beer at the rock show of this 90s.
It's got to be Blink-182 because the rock show is it's something Blink. With something Blink. I don't know what the... I don't know the Shorts beer that's called Blink.
No.
He said Bell's.
Bell's.
Bell's is always... Or the beer is always going to be at the end of the clue.
Oh.
So it's
Blink 182 Hearted.
There we go.
Oh,
there you go.
Oh, see, that's the thing. I thought it could go either way.
No, I did it easy this time. The beer is always in
the end. No matter what he says, right, the beer is always at the end.
Okay.
All right.
Got it. Okay.
All right.
This one might be a stomach rumbler. My gang and I could drink a bunch of these light beers from Atwater while watching the movie that got Oprah nominated for her Oscar, or the stage adaptation.
The Color Purple Gang Pilsner.
Yes. Okay.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, I had Color Purple. I was waiting to go from that point. So
it's all right.
All right.
Is it too soon?
That's too soon.
Yeah.
So too soon.
But you laugh.
We're not even going to talk about that on the air.
Yeah.
So you guys have a beer in front of you. This is way too quick. But you guys have a beer in front of you. Two questions, one guess.
Oh God.
Two questions, one guess.
Shit. I feel like I drank this.
Rolling Rock. Does not taste like Rolling Rock.
Doesn't taste like Rolling Rock.
I've had this recently.
It tastes like Bud Light.
No, it shouldn't. It's too heavy to be Bud Light.
Budweiser?
No, it doesn't taste like City Club.
It's worth a shot.
That might be added to the better on draft bingo right there.
Yeah, it tastes like City Club.
tastes like City Club.
I'll add it right now.
I feel like I've had this before too. I've had this recently.
Molson?
You think it's Canadian?
I don't know.
I mean, we could try to break it off and see if it's not American as our first question.
You want
to
do that?
What do you guys think? Just quickly get it and see if it's American or not American.
We have two of them.
Yeah, let's
just rip the Band-Aid.
Is this brewed in the United States?
Negatory.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's right.
Well, it could be Canadian. It could be English. It could be German. It could be Holland. I mean, there is
nothing Dutch about this beer.
My bad.
There's nothing English about this.
I'm going straight up Canadian.
Yeah.
This is Canadian.
Okay, so.
I don't think it's Labatt.
No, it's not Labatt.
Neither regular or light.
He said this was going to be hard, so.
Where's my boy Boner from the show? Oh, that's right. He committed suicide.
Oh,
come on.
Do you think he's, like, storming into Alan Thicke's house in heaven now?
He might be. I mean, he killed himself a while ago when I looked it up. It was, like, a while ago. It wasn't recently.
Wait, he killed himself. Why would he even be there?
Like, what up, Boner?
The hell are you doing here?
All right, so I'm trying to think. I mean, so we know it's not American.
Is it Molson Triple X?
Molson Triple X?
I have no idea. My Canadian beer is, our beer is better than this. More alcohol. Yeah, go screw yourself. Your
GFY.
GFY with your Canadian shit.
I'm a little lost on it. I feel like I've had it before. I just can't place it. I almost feel like we had this at Brulette.
We did not.
Well, that wasn't a question. That wasn't a question, but okay.
Wait a minute.
We didn't have too many foreign beers in the Brulette.
Yeah, I know.
No, we really didn't.
Because there were Molsons that were on the board, but he didn't even bring a Molson.
Well, we drank all the Molsons there. Good
exactly, because all the Molsons were gone at the bachelor party.
Yes, they were.
So while we didn't drink it at Brulette, I wouldn't say that's a
Well,
clue.
I mean, at this point, really, if we're thinking that it's Canadian specific, we can try to break it down between Molson or Labatt and try to take a stab at it that way.
You know, there are more breweries in Canada than just Molson and Labatt, just so you know.
But there are only two that apparently matter.
Yeah, they are.
Okay, that's fine.
I mean,
outside of that, I have no idea.
Moosehead's from Canada, by the way.
This isn't Moosehead.
It's the oldest beer in the
This isn't Moosehead.
It's the oldest what?
That smile.
What were you saying?
Is this from the Leonardo DiCaprio season?
I think it's season like two or three.
Molson's the oldest brewery.
Is this
in
before
Canada?
The youngest one got on drugs?
Yeah, this is way before. Yeah, he looks like he's still in his little tuxedo picture.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
all right, is this brewed by Molson Canada?
It is not.
It is not.
Is that your best Joaquin Phoenix thumbs down right there?
Oh, I didn't know. I. Hold on, what's that thumbs up, thumbs down?
Gladiator.
No, there's another one.
Rick James from Dave Chappelle Show?
No.
Oh, two thumbs down.
Waiting. Thumbs up, thumbs up.
I wish I had more hands.
I'm giving them titties full thumbs down. No, waiting. Was she a bitch or was she a biatch?
The rim's gone bad.
That was cold-blooded.
All right, I'm going to give you...
I'm sorry, Charlie Murphy.
I'm going to throw some light on this because I feel like you're in the wrong part of the world right now.
You're saying that this is not Canadian.
Dan said there's nothing Dutch about this beer, and he is 100% incorrect about
it. Is this Heineken?
If there's any Dutch, it's Heineken. Is Heineken Dutch anymore? It's either Heineken or it's Grolsch.
I'd say Heineken.
This isn't a brand, so it's Heineken or Grolsch.
Grolsch.
We'll go with the non-obvious choice?
Yeah, that's my guess.
Hold on. Does Grolsch come in a can, though? Grolsch comes in that freaking flip-top bottle.
Hold on.
Let me do this for you.
Is that glass? Is it Grolsch?
Let's just go with Grolsch.
There's only two options you have.
Let's go with Grolsch.
There's only two options you have. Come on. You shouldn't give clues like that.
Are we going with it? Are we going with Grolsch?
Yeah,
we're going with it. Is it Grolsch?
He might be. I think he's trying to.
Survey says.
He's trying to help us out here so that way we're actually getting it right.
No, it's probably going to be Heineken.
He's just messing with us.
Hooray.
We got it?
We got it right.
No, we did it.
Red
stripe.
You're a mother.
You're a piece of
nice.
Shit.
We're complete opposite direction. Like, straight southwest from there, you'll end up in Jamaica.
We go from Europe to Caribbean.
Hooray, beer.
I told you, hooray, you got it wrong.
Beer.
Good job.
Hooray for beer.
Says the
nice way deflecting.
Says the beautiful
to a bad choice.
Oh my god, that was the greatest impression of Real Big Fish ever, Rob.
Well, you're in trouble.
Hold on a second. I got to mark that time of 8:40, so 1 hour 40, and I am pulling that.
Are you going to make that a soundboard?
Oh yes, I am.
I mean, it's owned by Heineken, so it is Dutch.
They don't make it. I can guarantee you they don't make that.
We didn't ask if they made it in the Netherlands.
Yeah, I was trying to help you guys out. All right, so question number four.
That's owned by Heineken. I didn't know that. That's
question number four. Mike Ditka's acting performance is almost as glowing as this Oakland County Craft Brewers can.
Oakland County Craft Brewers can.
Mike Ditka acting.
Mike Ditka.
Was he on My Two Sons? Or is that Dick Butkus? It was one or the other.
That was probably Dick Butkus.
Mike Ditka's acting performance
in
this movie.
Are you Googling what he was on?
No, I'm trying to figure something else out.
Who the hell was Mike Ditka?
Mike Ditka's acting performance is as glowing as this Oakland County craft beer can.
Oh, my God.
Well, Oakland County craft beer can. The only thing I can think of is Rochester Mills. But what movie would have.
Hold on. What can. Oakland County Craft Beer can glows.
Griffin Claw.
Screaming Pumpkin.
But yeah. What's the Mike Ditka movie?
Kicking and Screaming Pumpkin.
There we go. See guys.
Hey, right. I contributed to something. Holy shit.
Welcome to the show, Nick Paglia.
No, it's only been here for 63.
Everybody always
64.
Gets
I did this for somebody, but never mind. So, this single feature on Metallica's Ride the Lightning album pairs well with this local cidery's seasonal.
Sounds like it's something with Blake's.
Cidery's seasonal.
Ride the Lightning.
The only song I know.
Fade to Black is on that album?
It's like the only song I know from Ride the Lightning is Battery.
Battery.
Awesome fucking song.
I know, right?
Isn't Fade to Black on Ride the Lightning? Am I screwing up here? Am I thinking.
I don't know.
This is where I need my brother.
There's another. Nick, pull up the album.
I know.
No, that's.
He was about to.
I closed my computer. Don't worry.
For Whom the Bell Tolls, I want to say, is on that album?
Ride the Lightning? Say the quote one more time.
This single featured on Metallica's Ride the Lightning album pairs well with this local cidery's seasonal.
What are we saying local?
Blake's?
Are we talking like within like maybe 50 miles or Michigan?
Let's say Michigan.
Okay.
But although that's not part of the question.
Local cidery.
Cidery, yes. Establishment that makes cider.
So Yates, Blake's.
Uncle John's.
John's.
It's going to be Alcoholic Cider, though, obviously.
Star Cut.
Which is part of...
Vandermill.
Vandermill. Does something end in Star? I don't know what the seasonal would be.
Yeah, neither do I.
Oh, this is a tough one.
You will hit yourself in the face when you hear the answer to this.
Flannel? Is that a... No, that's not a... No. El Chavo?
No.
I'm trying to think of...
It was all over the Dackby boards.
All over the Dackby boards. Dackby a cider. Boards. But that's not beer.
Exactly. Cider's not beer.
Cider's not beer.
Meat, yeah. Meat's beer.
Shit. I can't get over this fucking song.
Oh, no. You're welcome. Something else. This is terrible.
No, this is perfect.
It was like dead silent for like 5 seconds, and I'm like, oh, God, this fucking song.
Yeah,
fucking soon.
I don't know. I mean, I think actually now that I'm thinking about it, I think For Whom the Bell Tolls was on that album. But
For Whom the Bell Tolls.
And Fade to Black.
For Whom the Bell Tolls.
Fade to Black. Black Cherry.
I
don't know.
I have no idea.
Stop. I don't drink enough, apparently.
Yeah.
I don't drink enough cider.
I'm assuming there's no Ride the Lightning.
But say,
like,
is there a Ride the Lightning song? I'm not even sure.
Yeah, no. Ride
the Lightning's on the
album.
Thank you, Nick.
I tried.
Thanks for Beavis.
Give us the question one more time before we...
This single...
Single.
So it was a single song featured on Metallica's Ride the Lightning album. I'll give you another clue. They did make a music video for it. Pairs well with this local cideries.
Hold on. Because one was the first Metallica video, and I don't think it was on that album. Unless I'm mixing up videos. Metallica's first video was... No.
It wasn't definitely... It wasn't.
You know, maybe that was a bad clue, because I did see... I saw it on YouTube, but I don't... I didn't, like...
Yeah, one was the one where about the guy in a coma.
Yeah.
That was their first video. That was after Ride the Lightning.
Yeah, so it was after Ride the Lightning. I know that.
For Whom the Bell Tolls, I've seen... Beavis and Butthead watched a live For Whom the Bell Tolls video before.
They also watched it for one as well.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, they watched a live version of For Whom the Bell Tolls, but that would make it still... So that could be...
I don't know.
I don't have the cider. Yeah. I don't know.
I have no idea. Yeah.
I mean, so the only song that I can think of, like, it's not Ride the Lightning. It's not
Flame.
From the Bell Tolls, because there's nothing that starts with tolls or lightning that we could think
it's
of.
It's going to be Fade to like
Black. Fade to Black's on the album, but what is Black?
Right. Cider-wise, I can't think of anything that has Black.
That starts it. Yeah.
I can think of Black Boot Porter. But yeah,
that's not a cider.
Obviously not a cider.
Right.
That'd be a good one.
All right, Matt, you win this
one. Yeah.
All right, I can't get the music video to start. All right, so it is Fade to Black Phillip.
Fade to Black Phillip.
What the fuck is a Black Phillip?
Black Phillip is the fall seasonal for Blake's.
Wow.
What?
Wow.
I saw so many posts.
Son of a bitch.
What?
Come on. You bring in Aaron, who was supposed to be here when I wrote the questions.
Well, you done messed up, Block A. What is this?
Hey, Kringleberry. You zip it, make zip
you
it.
You need to go to Oshak Energy's office.
Oshak, you mean Principal O'Shaughnessy? No, somebody had made up a better name than Matt had made for a cider.
Oh,
and I made. Well, hold on, what was the cider name?
I don't know. This is just better than anything you've come up with.
No, was it the honey baked honey baked hams? No, actually, I did send a message to Aaron about something like that.
Ron,
I got to see if I can find it.
Aaron Rodgers.
Black Phillip cranberry and blood orange.
So did I win anything for telling you guys that Jabril Peppers was going to be fifth in the Heisman voting? By the way.
No, because it's college football and no one gives a shit.
Like, I don't understand why you guys thought he was good. Like, he is an athletic talent, but he did not do shit this year.
He's like the defensive version.
Hold on. Did RG3 win the Heisman before? Hold on. Did RG3 win the Heisman before?
I don't think.
Yes, he did.
Yes.
okay, how is he doing these days? Who gives a shit about college football? End of story. Go home.
Johnny Manziel. He's doing really well.
That's the one I was going to say. But what did Johnny Manziel call himself when he was when he was wearing the must or the beard going to a Vegas club? He had a name.
Was it Ron Mexico?
Ron Mexico Jr.
No, that was Michael Vick.
Yes, we know.
That's why I said Junior.
Or what was Plaxico Burress's name when he shot himself because his gun? Because he shot himself with his gun in his sweatpants.
No, he did not win in the Heisman.
No, I know, but I'm just Chris Winkie did though. Stupid fucking names.
The waffle.
End of story. College football is fucking stupid. It's fucking minor league.
You know what? I disagree. I think college football is better than pro football.
But RG3, you just name Heisman failures. So. But, fuck college football.
But think of MVP, like NFL MVP failures. Like Jamal Anderson was an NFL MVP.
You can't get an NFL MVP unless you're in the league. But you can win a Heisman and be a piece of shit and a waste of time.
But
there's two different things.
College football is so much more fun than NFL football.
No, I completely disagree.
In college football, you're about the school and not about the
That's
team.
Not true. That is not
I
true.
I will always hate Ohio State. Who is Detroit Lions' rival?
The whole NFC North.
The Bears. No.
The Bears.
I don't hate any team more than I hate Ohio State.
But it's always Detroit versus everybody.
Funny, I kind of fucking hate Green Bay.
I was
going to
say, any team from Chicago, the Pittsburgh Penguins.
But that's a Michigan
thing.
Colorado
Avalanche. No, that's a Detroit thing.
No, that's a Detroit thing.
NFC North has rivalries with all teams.
If we're talking pre-Super Bowl era, Detroit and the Cleveland Browns.
Cleveland Browns.
Was a huge rivalry.
70 years ago.
That's why I said pre-Super
Bowl. Wait a minute. No. You cannot say that was 70 years ago and then sit here and go on about Ohio State when that rivalry is much older than that.
Yeah.
No, what I'm saying is, but here you're talking about a rivalry with Cleveland Browns that basically stopped 70 years ago. Michigan to Ohio State to this day is always the last game of the season, the most vicious game of the season. It's like Florida State.
And at the end of the day, it's watching Little League. You know what? 99% of those guys don't mean shit when they're done.
I disagree.
It's completely true, though.
No, I mean, in theory, yes.
It's completely true.
They're developmental league players in theory, but the heart and the passion that's in that game.
Don't give a shit because it's still minor league. I can watch Little League World Series with all their passion. It's still Little League. It's still the bottom of the barrel.
I still have a problem with a system where the champions are decided by a vote to bring up four teams.
That's a big part of my thing, too. But at the end of the day, 99% of those players aren't doing shit. You can win the Heisman all day. You're not going to win the NFL MVP like you brought up unless you're a good player in the NFL.
I just said that.
I really wonder when
you name people who have won and didn't. And haven't done shit there. So how do you win the NFL MVP if you're Tim Tebow right now?
When was the last? I would really want to know when the last time a Heisman Trophy winner won the MVP award in the NFL.
Charles Woodson?
No, he was never an MVP. He's a Defensive Player of the Year,
right?
But he was never. I got this.
Right. I mean,
Peyton Manning.
You have to look up one. And how
Peyton
long
Manning?
Ago did Peyton Manning win?
I was
Peyton
pretty
Manning
much.
Never won
Peyton
the Heisman.
I don't think he never won the Heisman. Did he win the Heisman?
No, Charles Woodson beat him.
I will watch college football, but I was pretty much done with it in 97 when you had co-champions, had Michigan on one side, you had Nebraska on the other.
There was co-champions in every deck. Like Colorado was a co-champion in 1991 with
the national championship would be like a 1v4 or something like that.
Man,
like
how many of those co-champions played in a Super Bowl?
Right. This shit gets treated like Highlander. There can only be one, or there can only be one, rather.
Big 12 isn't included in the college football playoffs.
The hell with them. They can't decide a champion.
There can only be one. That's their slogan, though.
Right.
There will be one.
I got the answer to the question. It's Cam. Cam Newton.
Or two.
Should have had his
Cam Newton won a Super Bowl?
No. Newton won MVP and the Heisman.
And played in the Super Bowl.
Played in the Super Bowl.
Prior to that, can you guess who won the MVP?
Roger Staubach? Oh, the year before?
Marcus Allen.
Staubach. Wow, that might be a good guess.
I thought you were asking for both.
The Heisman winner that won the MVP award prior to Cam Newton.
Marcus Allen.
Staubach.
Marcus Allen.
Are you looking at
Barry Sanders?
Did he get an MVP?
Yeah, 1997.
Yeah, that was his 2,053 yards season.
Mm. I know Marcus Allen won it.
1985, yes.
I love this music.
I can't believe we're still listening to it.
I love it.
So
I could
no.
I could
who won the 2010 MVP? Because I'm curious.
2010 MVP.
Yeah.
LaDainian Tomlinson.
Oh,
that's a good one. Let's find out.
The reason I ask is because that's where Charles Woodson won his Super Bowl.
2010 was Tom Brady.
LaDainian,
you weren't so far off, man. On LT, he won it in 2006.
Not to be confused with Lawrence Taylor,
which is the real LT.
Didn't he main event a WrestleMania?
Yes, yeah. He did.
Bam Bam Bigelow.
I'm looking at this.
He fought Bam Bam?
Oh, no, that was like six or something
You're talking about when the Super Bowl or the football players were in the
battle.
Do
you guys remember Sean Alexander by any chance?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
From Seattle Seahawks?
Yeah, I don't remember him.
He won before
LT.
Hold on, Sean Alexander?
No, Sean Alexander, running back from Seattle. He won in 05.
When you said LT, I thought
Lawrence Taylor.
Not LaDainian.
Exactly.
Lawrence Taylor won in 86.
Sean Alexander went to Alabama. Funny story about Sean Alexander. When he would run the ball, he would take the ball from the quarterback, he would hold his breath during the duration of his run.
Really?
He would not breathe while he ran.
That's weird.
Hopefully he's not doing a 99-yard carried.
It's only 8 seconds.
Watch Sean Rodgers on the sideline, dying after he runs back a touchdown. Ken knows what I'm talking about.
There's a video on YouTube. So that was when we demolished Denver 45-7. And Sean Rodgers, Big Baby, I think was his nickname, gets his interception. And it's so funny because on YouTube, it's played to Chariots of Fire. And I can't tell if it's slowed down or not because it's Sean Rodgers. But it plays Chariots of Fire while he's running to the end zone. And you're like,
There was another one. It was the Pittsburgh Steelers when James Harrison ran back a touchdown in 2012.
That was Super Bowl 43.
So that would have been
Rob was there, I'm sure, front row, 50-yard line.
So, but the thing is, the next week, Kenan Thompson on SNL parodied James Harrison at the update desk, and he's still huffing and puffing, saying, "What are you doing? I don't know. I'm still trying to catch my breath."
All he needed was good blockers, and he got there. Look at that.
That still remains.
Turned seven into seven.
His lone interception, Sean Rodgers.
Oh, that's because he went to Cleveland.
No, he went to Cincinnati. Or no, Cleveland. Yeah, Sean Rodgers.
He did go to Cleveland.
I'm thinking of James Harrison. James Harrison went to Cincinnati.
He went to Cincinnati and came back.
He was in Cleveland, then he went to New Orleans, and then he finished his career in New York, the Giants.
Is there a more worthless defense than the New Orleans Saints defense?
I would say Cleveland.
They're pretty – the defense – that team
I'd
has
say
never had
it. Yeah, I was going to say any
Atlanta.
Team in the NFC South and their defense.
I was going to say do you think Browns are going to go 0-16?
Yeah.
Yes.
The two games they're playing next week against
Chargers.
Buffalo. This week against
they got Buffalo.
Chargers and the Pittsburgh. Buffalo, Chargers, Pittsburgh.
You're right. Pittsburgh's 17. We got three more games. Yeah, he's right. Buffalo, Chargers, Pittsburgh. The Chargers might be the one game they might have a chance.
Hot weather
on.
Team coming out east, and it's
No, they're going out there.
No, Chargers are coming.
Cleveland.
It's going to be an early game, and it's going to be cold.
So that's the one shot they have left.
So if they go 0-16, which do you guys consider to be the worst 0-16?
Hold on. There are people that have filed for a parade permit in Cleveland for an 0-16 season.
I heard about that. That's awesome. That's fucked.
So they're going to have a parade permit. For an imperfect season.
No,
that would be the only Browns jersey I would get because I would get the number 16 with the name Owen on it. And it would be
Owen?
What I love?
What's your first name?
You know what I love is the Cleveland Brown jersey. And we saw it on the Brady 6 if you watch the ESPN 30 for 30, where there's a quarterback's name at top. I think it's...
They've actually retired that jersey that you're talking about.
Every
quarterback that started.
And it's like 40 of them at this point. Spurge and Wynn.
You got Cody Kessler that's going on right now.
Yes.
RG3's
back. That's right.
RG3's back?
He had a QB rating of 0 in the first half last
Are you fucking serious?
In the first half of last week's game.
He got his shit pushed in.
The guy hasn't played a normal game in how long?
Since week one.
Yeah.
Since week one.
He got hurt.
He's got that white girl going on in him.
Poor RG.
Oh, come on, man.
I feel bad for
him. Come on, am I wrong?
I was like, why would
he? Yeah, you are.
No, man. I'd rather stay home in bed with a white girl than play football for the Browns.
Poor RG3.
What? Hey, he's got them Superman RG3. Socks. He's got them Superman socks. And he's like the man of...
Didn't he post that note on his locker in Washington after the last game?
Yes, they he did.
Well, this is what you get for doing dumb shit like that. That you're on an 0-16 team.
Well, wasn't it there was getting a New smashed. England guy who got traded this year where he got traded
to the Browns.
He went like
Jamie Collins.
Yeah, like 9-2 to 0-11.
That isn't the rugby sevens guy, is it?
Julian Edelman.
Edelman. Speaking of that,
Michael Floyd got picked up by the claimed off waivers
by the Patriots.
By the Patriots. Yeah,
and they were saying on the Raiders like if he could have gotten a DUI in like week 4 and got out of Arizona to play. Boston, why wouldn't he have?
Right.
Like, no? If I knew getting a DUI would land me in New England, who wouldn't have done that?
It's the easy way out, I guess. Until they lose to the Lions.
Ask LeGarrette.
He walked off.
So, as we got 45 seconds left, we know one guy isn't a Lions fan, so we don't care. Are you guys drinking the Kool-Aid?
I'm in.
Dan?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough not to.
I think we're going to win this week on field goals. It's going to be 19-10, I think we're going
to
win.
It's going to be a low-scoring game.
19-10.
I think 4 field goals and a touchdown.
I agree with Dan. It's going to be extremely low-scoring.
21-18.
Matt Prater for MVP.
We're playing for first next week.
Yes, we
I really think.
We're playing for the second seed right now still.
I'm telling you, Tampa Bay is going to beat Dallas. Tampa Bay's that's my pick right now. Tampa Bay's beating Dallas.
That's going to do it for us here at the Better on Draft podcast. Thank you all for joining us. Remember, no matter what you think of your beer, we think it's better on draft. Have a good night.